listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, before we get started, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dodge. If you visit your Dodge dealer today and invites you to experience a world of performance, design, and fuel efficiency, schedule a test drive today. Go to Dodge.com or visit your local Dodge dealer to learn more about exciting offers of our powerful lineup. Hey guys, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator. DeAndrea, we got Goldberg on the phone calling from a Dodge dealer. This was not planned.
Yeah, man. Hey, if I'm not home, I'm going to be at the Dodge.
It's not surprising. This isn't the first time you've called from a dealer while we're doing this show. Before we get started, let me shout out to a couple of our friends over here and say thanks to them. To Continental Belts, the Continental Multi-Series V belt you've heard us talk about. Get the full story. Visit oetechnologyseries.com. And, of course, Dodge. Visit Dodge.com or your local dealer today. Schedule yourself a test drive. And, of course, Zybar CarCast, as you know, is brought to you by Zybar for better engine performance, horsepower, fuel economy, and lower underhood temperatures. Zybar is an ultra-thin coating that reduces radiant heat by 90%. Put Zybar on. Take Zybar off. Visit Zycoat.com. So thanks to those guys. We'll tell you more about them later. All right.
Well, I'm a wonderful co-host because I listen to your opening and I take your direction. I headed right down to my local Dodge dealer, Jack Powell in Escondido.
That's right.
I came in to say hello, drop my demon off. And actually, I can't drop the demon off. That's why I'm doing the show here, because I have to be in its presence anytime anyone touches it. So. I just want to say that I always take your direction.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Dear Todd, send more money. Goldberg's spending it all at the dealer. It's funny how this is genius for them, right? Like, hey, we'll buy a couple ads. We'll filter it right into... So one quick announcement. Whatever you can say, totally up to you. But tell me about your Dodge project. Not the car. You know what I'm talking about, Bill.
Okay, man, everybody knows I am head over heels a Dodge guy, and not only by looking at my garage, but listening to this podcast. So what better way to further and strengthen our relationship than to take part in a little commercial for Dodge for the holiday season? And all I can say is ho, ho, ho. We got it done last week, and I can't wait for it to be out. It's a holiday commercial, only about 2 months, 3 months on the air, and man, it's going to be pretty darn cool. And hey, your little girlfriend's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know you knew her.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Awesome, man. Goldberg's doing a Dodge commercial. That's fantastic. We love that. All right, so... I want to talk a little bit about the Lawman Mustang. So we got Marcus Angel on the phone with us again. He was the last time he was in the studio with us. We appreciated that. You were sending up, you were basically packing up the Lawman Mustang and sending it out to Marcus. And Marcus, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bill. Hey, Matt. I am out here in Belgium right now, so I'm out here for a couple days, quick turnaround, and I'll be back Thursday night again, back to Arizona.
What does a Mustang guy from Arizona do in Belgium?
Belgium, there's a lot of cars out here in Europe. I mean, I deal with guys all over the world, and, I try to help out where I can. They exported a lot of cars into Belgium back in 69 and 70, and a lot of them stayed over here. So there's, they need somebody to look at a car and make sure that it's, the real deal, that there's nobody doing anything unusual or strange, a lot of these cars are worth a lot of money these days. So that's, I'm doing my thing out here.
Are the values similar to the U.S. and Belgium, or is it like one of these really weird things where, you know, a $30,000 65 Mustang out here is worth $69,000 in Belgium because of, I don't know, taxes or rarity or whatever? Is it equal or not?
I would say it's similar. You know, a lot of that has to do with the exchange rate these days, right? Exchange rate over the years, but the desirability, I would just push back. It's the same way, you know, you talk about the Alfa Romeo or something like that. There's a limited market, you know, in the States, just like there's a limited market here. There's guys that understand what the Mustang is, and then there's those guys that are just, you know, I don't know what this is. It's nice, but they didn't grow up with it, so they don't relate to it. So the market's smaller, but the prices are somewhat similar. You know, you get the right guy, you could buy a car pretty cheap here.
Yeah.
But, figure out how to get it back, which is another whole thing.
I was scrolling through my Instagram, and I follow you on there, as any Mustang guy should, and I saw a fantastic photo of the Lawman Mustang, and it was in 1,000 pieces, very well organized.
Now, hold on. That's up for debate whether we can describe it as fantastic. Now, ultimately, yes, it was fantastic, but in the beginning, I vomited when I saw the photo.
I was going to say, a little nerve-wracking for you. It was fantastic for me, and my thought was, who's going to put that together? Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, you know, the thought there is, right, we want to document the car. So here's the thing, right? I got to document the car as I take it apart. And I thought, you know what? It's always interesting. I've seen people do similar stuff. It's like, let's just lay it all out. You know, I had a friend of mine who's a photographer come over. And like, let's just lay this all out and make it look interesting. Because without saying anything, you're saying a lot with that photo. Right, because
beautiful.
A lot of people are like, you know, what the hell are you doing? What's going on?
We should Photoshop all those little plastic stems in between each piece, so it looks like a model, like the kids' model.
That's what I thought it was in the beginning. I gotta say, but.
I thought so too. I thought you had like some sort of die-cast model or some plastic model of the lawman made, and I was like, wait a minute. It's on like asphalt or something. It's like, it doesn't look right. I realized it was the real car.
So let me just explain, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do that is I wanted to, at the same time, launch this website. Okay. So we have a website. I was able to grab the domain name lawmanmustang.com, which was available, which is awesome because that's, you know, most people refer to it as that. So we got www.lawmanmustang.com, and then two things. People can follow the restoration on there, so there's going to be updates all the time. Everybody from Bill to everybody, you know, on the other side of the world can see that. But the other thing that I realized as I'm doing the research, you know, a lot of these guys are older. They're not doing the Instagram thing. They're not doing the Facebook thing. But a website legitimizes everything, and you know, it helps bring people together. It's like, hey, this is what I'm working on. You know, I need you to help me out with this. So I thought I'd use it as a tool instead of me being on the phone all the time, tracking people down. Maybe I could find people this way. So,
I got to just butt in and say that your reputation precedes you. You are at the top of your game, and the way you're displaying the project, I'm creatively in awe and greatly appreciative that we decided to do this together. And the lawman deserves no less than what it's been given, and I greatly appreciate what you're doing and the way it's being documented. This is a once in a lifetime deal, and you're surely doing it the proper way.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, and I mean, you know, I care about the car as much as you do, and if this was my thing, we talked about this from the beginning. If that lawman was my car, I'd be doing it exactly the same way. So it's just, you know, it works well. And one of the things you got to look at on there is I was able to, you know, another person told me this is like, hey, there's video footage, so I added a short. It's a 4-minute video that shows the lawman in, you know, 1970 overseas. I mean, it's fantastic and a lot of stuff I think people haven't seen before.
It's powerful, that's for sure.
Yeah, some of these photos that you were talking about that I can see on the website are fantastic. So that is this is pretty up to date. This is where you are. You've got the car all disassembled. It's really just about logging and tagging and making sure you know every part on that car inside and out.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at, you know, and I'll say, here's the interesting thing, right? When I started taking this car apart, I'm like, okay, it's a Boss 429, but, I mean, they stripped out a lot of it. You know, the first thing I noticed, I'm like, well, there's no brake light switch. You know, what the hell's going on here? And, there's no wiring for it either.
It's right? Too heavy. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, there's heavy, a lot of that going on in the wall, man. I can guarantee you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all the wiring in the front, you know, they just cut off the turn signal, the turn signals. There's no harness there, the headlights. I mean, it's basically, if anything, I could just say it's a Boss 429, but then it's a race car because everything is custom wired in there, well, just about everything. And, you know, Bill, I'm sure you remember, the starting procedure has nothing to do with anything with a regular Mustang gets started.
Oh, no. So, oh, no, not by any means.
No, interesting. Yeah. And it's also interesting to point out, like, we, you know, we've got the SEMA show coming up soon, and, you know, we love that show. We walk around and there's some crazy builds and stuff, but so much of those builds revolves around the newest, greatest aftermarket parts. Unfortunately, you don't have that luxury for a car like this. You need to restore it in every sense of that word. You need to sort of clean and fix and make everything work that was original on that car. That's an important part of that car. This isn't like, hey, the brakes are bad or something. No problem. We can put bare brakes on this thing. And you know, like, everything needs to be original to the extent that it still makes sense or and is safe, right? Like, everything is restoration on this.
Everything. Every single damn thing you could think of, you know, has been photographed, documented. It's either going to get replated and put back on as the original pieces, or there'll be something from another car. You know, I have a dozen extra cars behind the shop that, I mean, that's the thing we want it to be, that nobody looks at this like, oh, this isn't right. It's like, nope, we really document it. And remember, I mean, the car, it only has 860 some miles on it. So, as far as I see, the only thing that was repainted, one of the main things was they, when Ford sold it originally, the doors, they took off all the stuff on the doors. And the doors were repainted, and I'll add pictures on there. Owner number two put his stuff on there. So, you know, there's, for a lot of things on there, they're just original, and we just traced everything out on the car before we took it apart so we know how to, you know, paint everything back on there, you know, details like that. That's, you got to do it in the beginning.
I know it's going to be a lot of work, but Bill said he just needs it done by this Thanksgiving, so you might want to hurry up.
Bill did not say that.
No, I thought you said
Bill,
that before.
Bill knows how hard it works.
But I thought before he got on the phone, you said Thanksgiving. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I misheard that.
Yeah, maybe you got to come out and help.
Thanksgiving
2020. Yeah. Well, it looks fantastic, and hopefully you can maybe even find some cool parts and stuff out while you're out on your trip in Belgium as well.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what you find out on these trips, but yeah, we'll see. I mean, I got a lot, and, you know, maybe it's your fault. You guys were talking about Goodwood, you know, on, and it's like, shit, here I am. I mean, I was in Europe the same time you guys were, and then... I don't know. Now I find myself back here just a couple months later. So just wish it was a little bit closer. That's all.
Yeah. Hey, it's not a terrible place to be. So have fun doing that. I'm going to say this, that anybody wants to follow along with this build, I think you'll be impressed and certainly dig the stories. Go to lawmanmustang.com to check it out. And if you know anything about the car or you have a story about it or you saw it someplace, hit us up or email through the website, right? Email, there's a form on there, and send Marcus your story. I'm sure we'll all be fascinated to hear some of those, you know. And what we should do is check in with you again, you know, in a month or so. And if anything pops up that you think is really interesting, somebody submitted you a story, let us know. Read it on the air. Tell us what's going on with it. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. And I might bump into you guys. I'm not sure. I'll be at SEMA at some point next week. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, that'd be fantastic. We will be there. Everybody's going to be running
get
around.
Get over your jet lag, and we'll see you there. And Marcus, thank you very much for everything you're doing, and be safe over there, and you know, get back soon.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for putting me in today.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in. And I'm going to tell you guys about Continental. If you think of all the weird things that you find in cars, and I'm not talking about your garden variety petrified French fries or petrified or melted crayons, stuff like that. I'm talking about live snakes, bizarre trinkets, the kind of stuff that makes you really just wonder about folks. Well, another thing that'll make you wonder, but in a good way, are Continental belts. I bet you didn't know that they're OE and tens of thousands, tens of millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, and GM vehicles that roll off the assembly line. They're also OE on a majority of BMWs and VWs. Now, Continental is launching the aftermarket multi-V belt with the OE pedigree. It's their OE Technology Series belts. These belts are fanatically engineered for perfect fit, form, and function. And Continental has the OE Technology Series multi-V belt for 98% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada. So listen, you get enough surprises working on your cars and trucks already. I know I do, all the time. Well, a belt shouldn't be one of them. Go with the Continental OE Technology Series multi-V belt. The belt with the OE pedigree. Of course, get the full story at oetechnologyseries.com. All right, Bill, we didn't get into this, but what's going on over at the Dodge dealer, and what's going on with your Escalade? We were talking about that off the air too. You got Wanda a new truck; it sounded amazing. And last week, or maybe it was the week before, we were like getting into it. You're like, you know, I know you like the Escalade; it was great, and you didn't love the Lincoln Navigator because you guys got in one or rented one or something when you were in Florida, what's going on?
Yeah, short synopsis would be I've always loved these Escalades.
Yeah,
we've had many a large SUV, and the Escalades have always treated us well. Unfortunately, we got a lemon like a year and a half ago. And whether it be the engine compartment catching on fire at the dealership, or you know the thing just completely, having the wiring harness replaced, you know whatever it is. The moral of the story is this: fortunately, the dealership is helping us out exponentially. So I'm not going to go out on social media and blast them by any means.
Sure,
but the moral of the story is this: I didn't know anything about this lemon law prior to having this experience with this car. And so I had to kind of read up on it a little bit. And what a daunting task it is for the normal individual to get a car declared a lemon. You know, if you don't have help from that dealership, it's a tough process. And we started the process yesterday, and we are told that it will take 6 to 8 weeks, and that's on a good day. So I'm thinking a lot of people just kind of turn and run when they see the process of having to declare a vehicle a lemon. But like I said, I didn't know anything about the law. I didn't know what designated a car as a lemon, what was a qualification, and then what actually to do. So for all of you out there who don't know anything about it, you might want to Google it and start learning just to have it in the back of your mind in case you ever need it.
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing. I mean, it's unfortunate that you have to go through the process. It's unfortunate for anybody to go through the process, but on some level, it kind of makes sense. Like, if it was super easy to do, then there's always these scams that pop up. You know, somebody's always looking to scam something, unfortunately. Like we talked about weeks ago, the guy over at Champion Porsche was stealing people's deposits and skipped town with like $2.5 million of their money. Like, there's always some shithead who's going to do something like that. So,
well, yeah, and you walk into the office and you immediately are guilty before you're proven innocent. You know, so you have to clear that hurdle prior because everyone thinks that you're trying to scam them.
Right. But there are instances where it makes sense and it's legit. So if you take the time to be patient and go through the process, it sounds like you can get it done. I mean, does it seem like your vehicle is going to qualify for this lemon law and it's going to get worked out?
Well, there's absolutely no question about that. When Wanda went in and did the original claim over the phone, you know, the representative started laughing because of all the stuff that had gone wrong with the car, and we didn't know if it qualified or not. They were like, absolutely, the damn thing qualifies. Evidently, if a vehicle is in service for more than 30 days for the same issue and it's not rectified, that's one qualification. Hmm. If you've gone in more than two times at a service department and after the second time the issue isn't rectified, well, it falls under the lemon law. Obviously, there are instances where, you know, they don't qualify, but for the most part, those are the two that are glaringly obvious in this case and in most cases, I would imagine. So, but like I said, you know, fortunately, we're not having to get a lemon law attorney or anything to that effect, but boy, they're out there, and it's something that everybody's got to deal with from time to time, and I'm just bringing it up this case because I'm no different than anybody else as far as the vehicle is concerned, and I'm having to go through it now. So don't feel bad, everybody. It happens to Goldberg too.
Are you aware of an ongoing issue with the Escalades, or you think you just got unlucky with this particular vehicle?
Throughout the years, I've been fortunate enough to have a number of cars, whether it be little sports cars or SUVs. It doesn't matter. This is the only car that we've had an issue with to this extent. Mm-hmm. So I'd say I'm pretty damn lucky. I don't think it's an issue with the Escalade itself. I mean, the brand.
That's what I was going after.
So I'm not coming out here and bashing them. I mean, I still love the car. Whether we get back into one, that's a different story. I doubt it. But for what we have, the experiences we've had with that car up until this lemon, they've been absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Well, certainly an interesting process to go through. I think a buddy of mine, he went through the same process on a Range Rover, brand new full size Range Rover, and it was just constantly in the shop. And eventually, I think his experience was a little different. I think the dealer approached him and said, "We should file file the paperwork on the lemon law." He's like, "Because basically, we don't know what's going on, and we can't fix it." And
damn, that's it. What a wonderful situation that is.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunate, because the guy was super excited about his new $100,000+ truck and just had issue after issue after issue. Needless to say, he went the more reliable route and got himself a Bentley Bentayga SUV with the V12.
Oh, geez.
which he
with
seems
a 100-year warranty.
Yeah, which he seems to love and hasn't had any issues with. But interesting lateral move. I went from Range Rover to Bentley.
I don't know if that's lateral by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, actually, but the Bentley was
the one piece of advice I can, in closing this lemon law conversation, the one piece of advice I was given by a number of GMs, mm-hmm. Do not mention the word lawyer when you walk in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. No, you want people to help. Like, give people, I'm this way all the time, is give people their fair shake, right? Like,
no,
here's my issue. We brought it up several times. I'm trying to be rational and patient about it. What can we do about it? And then when people get all hot under the collar, that's when they start throwing around lawyer up and this and that. And I
kill them with kindness, and then if that doesn't work, you just kill them. That's my mode of operandi.
Right, squeeze them by their neck, shake them uncontrollably.
It seems to work.
Let's see what else is going on. We've got SEMA coming up soon. I know right after this, you're going to be heading over to back over to see Richard Waitis over at MagnaFlow.
Yeah, checking on the Challenger project, man. It'll be outside at his booth at MagnaFlow. And, you know, we got the big badass brake set up from there. And then we got KW with the one-off suspension set up for that car. And then, we're going to wide body it soon. And just the list continues to grow. But it should be outside looking pretty.
Is it going to be with the wide body kit in time for SEMA, or that's a post-SEMA thing?
No, that's post SEMA. I'm literally also at the dealership right now ordering up extra parts to transform it into that wide body. So yeah. Not only am I here picking up stuff, I'm picking up purchasing more stuff. So
those guys love it when you pull up.
Yeah, they sure do.
They love it when
the cash register starts ticking.
Yeah, like, oh, Goldberg just pulled up. Sweet.
Get the credit card machine, right?
Yeah. All right. So your car is going to – Magnaflow typically has two booths, their main booth inside Central Hall in that hot rod area, and they do a big trailer in the booth outside. A couple of years ago, my red Mustang Cobra was out there. So your car is going to be outside by that, like, drifting pad out front, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here's a little heads up. I parked my car there a couple of years ago. And holy shit, those drifting guys lay down a lot of dirt and rubber. Your car is going to be covered.
Well, I'm going to kill all of them prior to doing it. So we'll figure it out.
Just get a good coat of wax on that baby before it heads out there so everything washes off easily. But, man, I was the only car I wanted displayed with the hood open because, for me, it was all about all the cool mods we did. And of course, I brought the car back and took it all apart and rebuilt it anyway because it was sort of slapped together just for SEMA. Nothing was torqued down.
No, really?
I know. That's surprising. Yeah, it's surprising. And here I am 2 years later, and it's still over there, and I was working on it this weekend. But I'm telling you, it's like it's like going to the beach, and you got just sand in every crack.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Let's talk about the frenzy that's going on right now. As you and I can relax a little bit, let's just think about all these manufacturers and all the builders. Every single person that, let's just take a breath and sit back and just think about what everybody's going through right now when we're less than a week away from SEMA.
I know. I'm not showing anything this year. We're going to go out and do some podcasting and stuff. It's going to be fun, but it's going to be not a light year, but certainly no car projects this year. But we'll see. Maybe in the future. But
we'll get to grab some dinner and have a couple drinks, win a little bit of money. Got a signing, you know, a Magnaflow, then a car capsule right afterwards on Thursday. Man, this is a light SEMA for us. Let's have a little bit of fun.
So what's your SEMA schedule? What should people look for? You're going to be all there all week or a few days, and you're going to get...
No, I'm flying in Halloween and Thursday, which is the next day. 2 to 3 p.m., I'm at the Magnaflow booth, and 3 to 4 p.m., I am at the car capsule booth. And then, you know, the only thing you're going to see in me is the back of my bald head because I'm going to be walking out that door and looking for the nearest blackjack table.
All right. So you're basically coming in like Wednesday, but Thursday is your day at SEMA. So, guys, look for Bill in the Magnaflow booth and the car capsule booth. Myself, I will be with my Shift and Steer boys, Aaron Hagar and Brad Fanshaw. We will be doing Shift and Steer every day from the Magnaflow booth. Actually, we're going to be doing a podcast right around the time you're doing your signing.
Nice.
But I believe we are – let me just double check the times so we know. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're in the Magnaflow booth at 1:45 to 2:45. We have a great lineup of guests. We've got Jesse James. We've got Ken Lingenfelter. We got our buddy Justin Osmer from Forza Motorsport. We got Bodie Stroud coming in. We've got a great mix of people. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 1:45 to 2:45, and Friday, 11:15 to 12:15. We couldn't get the same time, but we're gonna be there every day doing Shift and Steer. The Magnaflow booth has like the signing area in the front, and on the backside, they built like a little podcast studio with a green room and stuff. So come by. Lots of stuff going on over there, and of course, we're going to be running around doing some more interviews and checking out the show. Hopefully, I'd like to get a little time on the show floor and do a lap and check out all the new products. We can come back and talk about them. So we've got a lot of stuff going on at SEMA.
Well, just let me know when you want to do it. I'll walk around as your bodyguard. Make sure people don't bother you.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's going to stop and go, "Hey, Bill, hey, Goldberg, hey, what's going on?" I'm never going to get to the second booth, the third booth, the fourth booth.
I'm Santa Claus, man. Nobody recognizes me.
I know. I'm telling you. Plus, you can't hide. No. You can't hide with there. Oh, man. So here's some a couple of updates. I got my BMW M3 in the shop, as you guys know. We got all new brackets on it. We changed the blower pulley size to get a little more boost out of it because we've got a built motor. If you remember, we've got a built motor, forged pistons, forged rods. Yes, the bearings were done when we did it all way back in the day. And we've lowered the compression a little bit to 9.5 to 1 compression. This was all done when Adam owned the car like 15 years ago. So I don't know exactly how much boost. I think we can run something like 15 pounds or something. It's getting tuned. And after my little fiasco with the supercharger blowing up on the date that I went on, we've got the new Vortex supercharger. We've upgraded to the V2 Ti, which has a little bit larger induction on it. So it should make some good power. I mean, I drove it around with the other supercharger tune, not optimized, but a good supercharger tune, and it felt fast. So I put it up there on social media. I asked everybody to guess on the horsepower. I don't have that number yet. Lots of good guesses. So that's still happening. And now the Alfa Romeo Spider. You guys have seen me take a few pictures of it. The green Spider up on my Instagram and my Facebook and stuff. And I pretty much got it where I want it, which means now it's time to sell it. It's a 92 Alfa Romeo. Yeah, right? What else are you going to do? Like, I need a new project.
God, I hate that process, man. You get the damn thing done. You finally, after years and years of dreaming to get it done, and now it's time to get rid of it.
And now you got to get rid of it. I got no place to put it. It's done, and I want somebody to have it while it's pretty fresh. And I've been driving it pretty much every day for the last couple of months. It seems to run great. What I will do is I will post it up. My Facebook page is the best place because that's where I can post 20, 30, 40 photos, right? So it's facebook.com/Motorator. Just look for Motorator on Facebook. But it's a 92 Alfa Romeo Spider. It's got 77,000 miles on it, and I've done everything on it. It's got all new seat covers, the proper leather seats that I had made in Italy that have the suede with, you know, inserts. The valve adjustments done, new fuel system, injectors, fuel pumps, fuel filters, all new suspension from Centerline Alpha. I've got their sports springs, Koni adjustable shocks. You can't see the brake rotors because I have the phone dial wheels on it, but I've got drilled and slotted rotors and upgraded brakes on the thing. Mechanically, like I said, new mass airflow sensor, new cap, rotor, plugs, wires. I did a modification on the clutch. There's this clutch lever that comes off the firewall, and it's kind of L-shaped, and the weld that's on it breaks over time, and it's a pain in the ass to do. And mine was twisting and breaking, and the clutch pedal will just dangle like a loose tooth. Well, there's a bar that you can replace, and there's a company that makes an aftermarket one. It's like twice as thick, and the weld is guaranteed for life. So that's already done on this thing. So the top is in great shape. The rear plastic window is brand new. It's nice. And I'll tell you what, I mean, the paint isn't a brand new car. It shines up pretty well. I'd say it has like a little bit of clouding in some of the clear coat because it's been in the sun for a while, but it polishes up pretty good. It runs pretty good. And the thing that everybody asks about on the Alfa Romeos is they only hold like a quart and a half of fluid in the transmission. So the way those transmissions are done, they grind gears all the time. I'll tell you this: look, you shift fast in that car, it's going to grind. It's going to grind like every other Alfa Romeo. But I drive it pretty much every day for months now, and there's just a pace to it, like. You just get a rhythm down, and it drives fine, and I don't grind gears, and it runs good. And like I said, the valve lash adjustment's been done. I've got a chip in it. I don't know what this really does. On a 120 horsepower car, I added 8 horsepower and 13 pound feet of torque. I don't know if you can feel it. And of course, full Magnaflow exhaust. I've got a Magnaflow catalytic converter, full stainless steel exhaust, and it's the only one available for the S4, which is the Series 4 Alfa Romeo. So that was one of the first things I did. I took it down to Richard Waitis, and he's like, hey, let's do a whole thing on it. So probably the best built part on that car is the exhaust. But it's fun. You know, it's fun. You drop the top, which is in great shape. And I like to drop the top only at night. I'm not into the sun cancer thing. And it's just a great little momentum car. I just throw it around. So, look, I'll tell you guys, straight up right here. I bought the car years ago for $10,000 and I've got about $15,000 into it. So I'm in this thing for $25,000, maybe $24,000. And it's going to go for less than that because that's just where the market is on that. It's going to go for definitely less than what I put into it. So if anybody wants an Alfa Romeo, you let me know. You can have this one. Not for free, but for some money. Because I got to go find the next project. I got a Mustang to build. And by the way, this past Monday on Instagram, I posted a Motor Monday, hashtag Motor Monday, and I put the pictures up of the other car that I haven't talked about in a while. This is the other 93 Mustang Cobra that has the independent rear suspension and the Coyote engine, and it's got a Borla 8-stack injection on a Coyote motor. And I had this thing, Bodie Stroud put it together for me, and we just did a shell of a body. And we showed it in the Takiko Shocks booth a couple of years ago to show the suspension and the Takiko Shocks. It's got Brembo brakes on it. It's got a Coyote engine. It's got an 8-stack injection. It's got the only Sparco carbon fiber SPX seats ever in blue leather that Sparco custom made for me as a favor. And you cannot get these seats in blue leather. They are so fantastic. Wait till you see them. And the car, I sold the engine to Bodie. I have the injection, the Borla injection I'm going to use, but I want to use it on the hopped up Illuminator XS engine. So I want, instead of the 460 horsepower engine, I want the 580 horsepower engine. And so Bodie's been so great that he's got the car over there. It's you know, sitting in his back lot, but he took the seats out because they're worth so much and he put them in his office. So he's got his lounge seats or my Sparco seats in his office. and we'll get into that more when he's on Shift and Steer at the SEMA show. So buy my Alfa so I can go build my car with Bodie Stroud.
Do it.
You guys, we know we were doing the Motor Trend videos. All the videos are up there now. We were going to do 5 videos, but we threw 2 bonus videos up there for free. Well, for free for Motor Trend, I guess. And those are both of Goldberg's videos, which were so much fun. I'm glad we filmed it like 2 days after the event because then you had just such a nice attitude and about the whole thing. On the first day I saw you, you're like, I was like, hey, we just got here. How you doing? You're like, eh.
Yeah, I was pissed. Let's just put it that way.
Poor Wanda, she was doing such a great job. Now I get this. Like, I get so much how you and Wanda get along so well. She does a great job of just sort of calming you down, and because she's so lovely, and you're like, I don't even know if I want to be here anymore. We're just gonna go home. She's like, no, we're here. It's gonna be great. And say hi to your friends, and don't worry about it. And you know, you're gonna feel better in a day. And she nailed it. Of course, she got it right. But so the videos are great. See what happened. Of course, everybody knows what happened. Fender bender, and then the clip that Motor Trend put together was like you and me and Adam standing there, and the clip's like, we're like, it just happened, and you're like, it's already on YouTube. It happened 29 minutes ago. It's on YouTube. And you're like, what the hell?
yeah, that was really fun. Awesome. Modern technology. You want it, and there when you don't.
Like the deal is we feel mostly bad for Skinner, right, and his team, because he's down a car for the weekend, and that's, you know, and you know, like, you didn't get to finish out the weekend, but That's what it is. Racing's racing.
It wasn't about me. Yeah, not about me. We're there as a support staff for Mikey doing his thing and breaking records and having fun, and we're just an ancillary object. And unfortunately, I threw my ancillary object into the wall and just ruined the rest of my weekend. But, you know, I had to be served my medicine, and I learned a very valuable lesson.
Look, you're as somebody who's competitive your whole life, as a competitor, NFL, wrestling, everything, this is on par with everything, right? This is on par with life. Like, shit happens. You move on. You go back, and you do it again.
Hey, I go back to, you know, a buddy of mine, Marsoc Soldier. His comment is, that's what happens. Shit happens in combat.
That's right.
So it applies to everything, you know? It is what it is.
All right, guys. Let's see. We're going to wrap some things up. But before we do, I'm going to tell you guys about Xybar. This is a revolutionary new product that our CarCast team is excited about. You've heard us talk about it before. You heard us have the guy in here on the show. This is an ultra-thin coating for manifolds, headers, turbos, tailpipes, mufflers, and tips. Only 1/1000th of an inch thick. It reduces radiant heat by up to 90%. It's the first DIY thermal control coating of its kind. It's non-corrosive and doesn't break down even in 2,000-degree environments. It makes wraps, shields, and expensive ceramic coating obsolete. We talked to the guys about here. We talked about the paints you go, the engine enamel paints. The catalyst in those cans, those rattle cans, degrade the products. When they say 2,000 degrees, that's not really true. And this is, because it's not in a spray can. They're working on some sort of formula to make it happen. But that's why this product is legit. It comes in four awesome colors: bronze, midnight black, cast silver, and Porsche gray that will make your engine a showpiece. I think if you give them a call, they can do some custom colors for you. So it's available for purchase at Zycoat.com and many auto part retail locations. If you put Xybar on, take heat off. Check out Zycoat, Z-Y-C-O-A-T, Zycoat.com. So those guys are fantastic. And, man, let's see. I'm trying to think of, we got everything covered. We're kind of running out of time here. Anything else on your list? Man, we got SEMA coming up and we got shows going on. You've got a Dodge commercial coming out. A Knife or Death on History Channel.
Tomorrow night. 9 o'clock, 7 Central
Time. Is that Wednesday night? So as you're listening to this, so tonight. Tonight.
Yes, sir. Wednesday nights.
Look for that. I know you got an episode of NCIS Los Angeles coming up soon. We don't have an air date on that yet, but...
November 11th.
Oh, November 11th. There you go. Oh, and actually November 5th on Discovery, I think is a Monday night, is my second episode of the game show called Break Room. I did my first episode, you guys might have seen, on the 20-something, maybe it was last week. It was myself and NASCAR driver Ryan Blaney, and he kicked my ass on that show. But November 5th, I'm going up against Eric Jones, NASCAR driver Eric Jones, and both those guys were so fantastic to work with. It's a funny little show. It's about a half an hour. Check it out so you guys can see that as well. And and that's it. We're going to tell you about Dodge as we wrap up. Your authorized Dodge dealer invites you to experience a world of performance, design, and fuel efficiency. Schedule a test drive today. Go to Dodge.com or do what Goldberg does and just walk into your local Dodge dealer to learn more about the exciting offers of our powerful lineup. All right. What else? Anything else? Chris, you got anything?
Nope. That sounds great for me, guys.
Yeah. Way to chime in, buddy.
countdown for the red eye.
He wasn't paying attention. I was just putting him on the spot. Yeah, the red eye, man. When, what do you think? Is there a delivery date or a month? Do you have a goal? Some feedback?
Yeah, a goal would be nice. You know, I have to be realistic, and the cars, you know, 2 weeks ago were rolling off the assembly line. I, as always, had to pick a color that was a unique color, and it doesn't come out until later. So I would assume that within the next 2 months, I should have the new triple nickel red eye at my house.
Oh, the triple nickel. Now, is that the color that we saw our buddy from Dodge, Mark Trosel, post?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes, it is.
So kind of a silver, but it has a weird sort of metallic, almost a nickel metallic in it. I can't wait to see it in person. I feel like it looks silver, but a little bit of that like nickel kind of gold in it.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. It's just a beautiful car. Seeing it up close is what made me have that decision. And I got the blackout hood and roof and trunk, and should be rocking, man. Goldberg's Daily Driver.
Awesome, man. I love it. All right, so we're going to figure out how to do a show for next week. We're all going to be at SEMA, so we're going to get something posted. I don't know what it's going to be yet. But until next time, I'm Matt, and there's Chris in the booth, and we've got Goldberg on the phone as usual. Thank you so much for calling in from the Dodge dealer. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
Be good, boys.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.